Good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in to Mesilla Valley Better Together. My name is Joey Hernandez. We thank you for tuning in to any one of our platforms, whether it's on your country, 103.9 KGRT, Classic Rock 98.7, Southern New Mexico's Classic Rock leader, Hot 103, today's hottest music, or Cool 104.5, The Rhythm of Cruces. I'm here today with a very special guest. Yes, we told you he would be back. And, of course, always bringing us some amazing information from the Bureau of Land Management. We got our good friend Bill joining us. Good morning, sir. And I got to add, you're starting things off with some breaking news with us this morning, correct?
That is correct. You're going to hear it here first, folks, before it even gets posted on social media. Imagine that.
We appreciate that. But some big news, especially, first of all, I got to say thank you for coming in.
It's always a pleasure.
Such a short notice, but it was important that we get this out to the people this morning.
Yeah, Joey, you know, last time I was here, we were talking about the fire prevention order and all the fire restrictions and just basically our concerns that we had as far as pyrotechnics and fires on public lands. Well, I'm happy to announce that because we've got the increasing precipitation, thank goodness those monsoons came in early this year, and the humidity has been higher, that reduces the fire danger that we have on public lands. And so what the Bureau of Land Management has decided to do is effective today, terminate all fire restrictions on public lands, and that is in both the Albuquerque and the Las Cruces district.
Okay.
So that affects counties such as Bernalillo, Catron, Cibola, Dona Ana, Hidalgo, Grant, Luna, McKinley, Otero, Sandoval, Sierra, Socorro, Torrance, and Valencia.
Okay.
So those are the counties in Albuquerque and the Las Cruces district. Now, we always appreciate the public's cooperation to try to help minimize the number of human-caused wildfires, and this is one of the things that we're doing is we're reducing the restrictions. However, we want everyone to still be aware that the BLM statewide, the Fire Prevention Order 25-1 remains into effect, and this is the one that prohibits fireworks and explosive devices on BLM lands. That is still in effect.
Okay.
But our fire restrictions we had as far as campfires and things of that nature we talked about last month has been lifted.
Okay.
Thank God for the rains.
I was going to say, I was like, and that especially, and I'm glad you mentioned, because people were probably wondering, well, if they're lifted, then what exactly does that mean? It means so for campfires, and what does that mean? I mean, you can now use the grills that are at some of these sites, correct?
Correct.
You're now able to use those as well. So, okay, that's
and if you're doing dispersed camping, you know, you clear the 2 feet area around your little campfire and build your campfire there. And of course, we always talk about when you leave no trace behind. Leave it like it was when you got there. But if anyone needs more information, they can always contact the Albuquerque District Office or contact our office. Or you can go online and get more information from nmfireinfo.com. And I always put a plug in here for our social media. We're the only district in the BLM that has a Facebook page. Reach out to us. You don't need an account. You can Google it. It's the Bureau of Land Management Las Cruces District Office Facebook page, and you can actually pull it up and see the announcement there. We're going to have links later on posted today, which will go to not only to the fire order, but to the press release that was sent out, and also to links to NM Fire.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we appreciate you bringing that news to us today to start things off. And I know we're talking, you know, fire safety, but one of the things that I thought would be really cool to talk about is just safety preparedness, especially with things that have been going on as of lately. There's been a lot of natural situations where it's how do you prepare for a situation in any moment? And we were going to talk a little bit about just kind of how to prepare for things like, you know, extreme heat and just some of the elements that we've encountered, especially over the last couple of days, a couple of weeks at that.
Yeah, nationally, of course, you know, there's a lot of different cataclysmic events that are happening.
Yeah.
Here in southern New Mexico, of course, you know, we're always subject to flooding.
Yes.
Everyone talks about the 100-year floods. Well, Texas is experiencing that right now, as you can see on the national news. And our hearts and minds and prayers go out to the families there in Kerrville, Texas. But, you know, I came across this website I'd like to push everyone to. It's a new one. It's ready.com. www.readady.gov. That's READY.gov. And that is the official website of the United States government, FEMA. And so it is so unique because it gives you, I know we don't have hurricanes here in southern New Mexico, but they have a lot of links there. And it's really easy to go to. You just go click on it and click the tabs. It'll give you preparedness information, how to prepare for floods, how to prepare for wildfires, how to prepare what happens in case your power goes out.
Yeah.
You know, when I was overseas, of course, we always had brownouts all the time. And I'm sure that they had those and they've had those in Southern California all the time as well. But what do you do when a power goes out? How to prepare yourself for that? This extreme heat, you know, last summer we had triple digits, like,
yeah,
historically high they've ever been, you know. But, you know, not only drinking plenty of water, but, you know, things that you can do, because we push our bodies to the limit a lot of times. It's, we're a go society these days. And so dealing with what to do in extreme heat, particularly when you're out on public lands, these are some good tips to follow. And FEMA also has a mobile app that you can download. There's a link there for that. And I found something very interesting on there when I was looking at it, is an emergency supply kit.
That's interesting you bring that up, because I don't think oftentimes we think about having an emergency supply kit or something in case ever of a situation. I don't think that's something that ever comes to mind, because we're thinking nothing will happen, but you never know in any particular situation. Talk a little bit about the emergency kit, kind of what the site is saying.
No, you know, that's something particularly here in southern New Mexico, or in New Mexico actually, with the wildfires. You know, we just got over the trout fire and the buck fire being now finally they're 100% contained. But when we're talking wildfires, there's a thing that you get the alerts sent out, ready, and then you get the alert that says set, and then you get the alert that says go. Well, ready, of course, is the time when you have to plan things in your kit. And it's kind of like when I was in the military, we had what's called to go bag, in case something ever happened and you had to evacuate. And so when I was living in the United States many, many decades ago, because I've been overseas for 30 years, we had, I lived in a hurricane area, and so we had a hurricane preparedness kit. These are just items that you put into, it's like a to-go bag. You put 3 or 4 days of food, and that's non-perishable food. You know, MREs come in handy, and they're great, you know, but now you can get all kinds of freeze-dried food on the shelves. First aid kits, medications, changing of clothes, important documents, you know, that you need to carry with you. In other words, it's a readiness bag. It's a kit that you have prepared to go in case of a natural disaster. Because if a fire is coming or a flood is coming, you're scrambling around. Oh, I got to get the passports. I got to get our marriage certificates. I got to get our birth certificates. I got to get our life insurance policies together. I've got to get clothes. I got to get food, pet food. Get the dog in a cage or the cat in a kennel, a cage. So you're hurrying and thinking and trying to figure out all these things, and time is of the essence. So that's why it's important, you know, to build an emergency kit and stock it with the right items you're going to need, you know. Yeah.
So, and I think one of the things also to remember with that kit too is having the external batteries to charge cell phones, flashlights. Mm-hmm. I mean, I often think times, I mean, nowadays, here we are in 2025, how many people often say, hey, I got a light on my phone. But sometimes you can't just rely on that. You got to rely on a good old fashioned flashlight.
That is great.
So that way you're just as prepared. And that's interesting because, like I told you, I don't think oftentimes people think to say, I mean, yes, we don't deal with hurricanes in this region, but flooding is a big issue. And I think.
And wildfires. Being prepared, because when it comes, you got to go.
Yeah.
And that's what they did here with the trout fire just recently and the buck fire, as the residents had to evacuate. And so you want to be able to have that bag at the ready. And this website, ready.gov, is so unique because it not only gives you that checklist, and you can tailor it to whatever your needs are, but there's also an app that you can download. There's also a place where you can actually sign up for emergency alerts in your area.
Okay.
Okay. Because, you know, my phone, I got the emergency alert about the dust storms, you know, that we have here. Well, my wife didn't have it on her phone. Well, that's because she didn't register her number. Yeah. So I registered her number. So now she's got the emergency alert. So these little things here with this website, ready.gov, is just phenomenal.
Just kind of peeking at some of the stuff that you have. I mean, one of the things I think, especially with this region, is the extreme heat. And you think about the kids. You know, I got a little one that wants to spend most of his days outside, and you're constantly worried about the heat could become too much. But I think one of the things that, even just kind of peeking at the website, which is a really good resource, by the way, again, ready.gov, check it out today. But I think that's one of the things that reminds you to make sure you have water on you. If you're going for a hike, maybe you're going to be going out to some of our beautiful lands, that you have the proper hydration, that you're, you know, making sure you're letting people know where you're going, that there's some sort of plan in case of an emergency. So that's a really good resource as far as when it comes to a website. So again, ready.gov. We're going to actually make sure we put the link on our website as well, so that way you can connect to it and learn more about it. And it's funny that we bring this up. My wife, kid you not, last week, recently put together these kits that go in our cars that have things in case of an emergency. Because things, especially if you need to travel on a last minute, it has... And I mean, she loaded this up thing with, you know, vitamins if necessary, mm-hmm. medications if necessary, flashlights, glasses, cleaners, contact cases. And it's a little kit that goes in your glove compartment. And I told her that is amazing because, for one, I got to clean out the glove compartment because I got nothing but old papers in there that probably don't need to be. But now you have that sense of, hey, if you're ever in a situation where you had to go out of town on the last minute, you have that kit there ready to go.
Even for one, when your car, it's funny you mention it, because, you know, when I was in Europe living there for a while, the Autobahn would get so backed up, and you're out there for 3 or 4 hours. So you need water, you need snacks, as just things that you have in there, emergency blankets, flares, roadside vests. These are things you don't think of. Yeah. And so that's why it's so important to try to take the time, go to these websites, do your own research for that matter. Mm-hmm. Just put something together to prepare yourself and your family in the event of a natural disaster or emergency. Just be prepared.
And I challenge our listeners today to think about it. If you were in a situation right now, as you're listening to us, if you were to say, hey, there's an emergency, you got to go, do you think you are prepared? Because let's be honest, oftentimes that's, like you said, that's one of those things that we don't think about. And when you're in the heat of a moment, you want to make sure that you're prepared, and knowing that you have an emergency kit ready to go. I mean, I think that's a safe start to have everything ready to go. So again, that website, ready.gov. Visit it today, so that way you guys can get an idea. And you said there was checklists, right?
They can build there's a link. These are so simple. It has the links. The categories, it's almost like tabs. It tells you, gives you hurricane tips. It gives you extreme heat tips, severe weather tips.
Yeah.
How to prepare for a flood. Wildfire tips, which everyone ought to look at. Power outage tips. Emergency alerts. How to make a plan. How to build a kit. The emergency supply list. Just click the link and it comes up. It's real easy. As well as how you can download and get the FEMA app. So you can find preparedness strategies, or... That gives you real-time weather emergency alerts.
That is amazing. All right, so make sure you guys check that website out, and if you can, download the app as well. And I know we're talking about all the safeties, but let's now move on to something as we get ready for what's going on in the month of July, because can you believe it? We are in July, and there's always some great stuff happening and a lot of events to look forward to. And let's start off with July 12th. You guys got something coming up on July 12th.
That's right. You know, we're continuing because of extreme heat. You know, last month we toyed around with an idea of the pop-up programs and the patios fireside chats, if you will. No fire, no pun intended there. But we're going to continue that through the month of July. And so it's going to be every Saturday, real easy now, every Saturday throughout the month of July at 11 o'clock there at the A.B. Cox Visitor Center. At Dripping Springs Natural Area, we're going to have a patio chat. July 12th, we're going to have a chat with Amber, and you're going to be talking about the juniper tree.
Okay.
And how relevant that is throughout the Chihuahuan Desert here in southern New Mexico. And then July 19th, you're going to talk with Amber about bats. Okay. And then on July 26th, the Native Plant Society is going to have a native plant pop-up, because most people probably don't realize this. There's a native plant garden there in front of the visitor center. What I mean by native plant garden is there's almost every single type of native plant on our public lands here in southern New Mexico. You can find an example there at the plant garden in front of the visitor center.
Okay.
And then, of course, you know, we're always going to have, we're hoping to continue tonight, as a matter of fact. We're going to have at 7:30, Don is going to be out at the Dona Ana Mountains parking area, and that's off of Desert Windway, for a guided mountain trail bike ride. So bring your trail-ready bike and helmet. Come on out and join a sunset bike ride at 7:30 tonight.
There's a growing community of bike riders, mountain bike riders, I've noticed in this area. The community is really, it's growing, and it's so amazing, especially to see the younger generation that's enjoying going out and enjoying these lands.
I got to have three wheels or four wheels. I'm sorry. I can't do two wheels. I just don't have the balance for it. But yeah, there is an increasing growth we've seen in on our public lands of mountain bike users.
Yeah.
And we have, lucky here within the district here in Las Cruces, we have a lot of trails for mountain bike riding.
I have a good friend. His name is Jose Solis, and he's an avid mountain bike rider. And I just saw that recently he got his kids involved. And some of the videos that they capture by wearing the cameras, and just one of the things I have to say is you get to admire the landscape of where they're riding their bikes.
Right,
nothing
right.
too extreme, but it's something yeah. to where you can admire just the beautiful scenery that you get. And I think that is so amazing. So I think that's a really cool thing to see all that kind of going, and just some of the great things that come out of, I gotta say, some of the great pictures that you see on social media of people enjoying our lands, especially this time around that the kids are on summer vacation. You just get to see all the great things that they're enjoying.
And, you know, here there's so many things you can do here on with our public lands. You know, the camping, the hiking, the biking we talked about, equestrian riding, OHV rides, you know, and then just get out and see the historical
yeah.
portions, the history behind some of these national monuments that we have here in the area.
And if you guys recall, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about how, you know, according to, I can't remember the article, but they had said Las Cruces being listed as a top destination. And one of the main reasons that they listed Las Cruces being a top destination for people to visit is because of the beautiful backdrop that we have, the beautiful landscape and the area overall that people get to come out and be one with nature and experience.
That's right.
It.
Be one with nature.
And we definitely enjoy yeah. it. So it's amazing the info that you bring every time you join us. I always appreciate it. Again, I got to circle back again to ready.gov. Visit that website, of course, for those that are, you know, answering our question today. If you were in an emergency situation and are you prepared, this will definitely get you to that step of being prepared for anything that's going on. And of course, all the great information that you always bring us, Bill, we always appreciate
it. And of course, everything we talk about is always going to be posted on our social media page, you know, Bureau of Land Management, Las Cruces District Office Facebook page.
Yes.
Particularly, you know, once I get done here, it'll be timed probably within the next 20 or 30 minutes. It'll be posting about the fire restrictions, and we'll have the calendar of the events we talked about
yeah.
and also a link to ready.gov. So
yeah,
as always, you hear it here first, folks.
And we always appreciate that, especially, you know, on these last minute. Hey, can we let's make it happen. And we always appreciate everything that you guys do and all the great information that you bring us. Once again, thank you so much. And we'll be talking to you in a few weeks, because like I mentioned earlier, we are already in July and yep. we blink and welcome to August.
And I'll be back, as always.
Again, you can always follow us on any one of our platforms, whether it's KGRT, Hot 103, Classic Rock 98.7, and Cool 104.5. My name is Joey from Mesilla Valley. Better together.